Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Whoop. I don't think that I can live no other way. I can't live no other way. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is stop blocking your blessings. Stop blocking your blessings. Don't be a blessing blocker. And we are coming from the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 17 through 24. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear the recording posted at 8 a.m. Eastern and available all day on my website, fuelthefire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, that's R-A-W-S-I, or follow Morning Motivation to have each day's recording link text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern by texting the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222 now. You will receive a confirmation text. Well, everything else that you need to learn about me, the ability to contact me, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, everything else that you need is on the website at fieldfire.com. That is fieldfire.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 17 through 24, and I am reading from the KJV. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry." Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Speak it aloud with me wherever you are. Stop blocking your blessings. Stop blocking your blessings. Oh, that ought to be doing something to you right now. Don't be a blessing blocker. Sometimes the problem in your life is you. Oh, I know you didn't want to hear that this morning, but this is part of motivating and empowering you, right, to a better you and a better life. You are the reason you're not consistently excelling. You are the reason you can't keep a job. You are the reason you have major problems in the majority of your interpersonal relationships, whether at home, work, church, or with your friends. You see, you are your own blessing blocker. In the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 17 through 24, which we just read, the Bible gives us this parable of the prodigal son. You see, he had everything that he needed and everything that he could ever ask for, in addition to everything that he didn't even know he could ask for or imagine there with his father. His father was rich, and he had all the blessings for his son. Everything that his son and his other child could ever want or need, the father had it for them. And not only did the father have it for them, but the father wanted to give it to them. The Father wanted to bless them. The Father wanted them to have happiness, joy, peace. Oh, and it's doing something to you. The Father not only held the blessings, possessed the blessings, and had ownership, but he also gave to them. Not just after I die was the Father planning to bequeath or devise legacy to them, but while you are alive, son, everything you need, I got it right here. But that son, in his own greed, remember we're dealing today with part two of Cloudy Vision. I forgot to say that. Yesterday we did part one. Make sure you go back to feeldfire.com on the morning motivation page to hear the first part. So the son says, and that was a different scripture yesterday. The son says, you know what? Give me everything that's mine. I want to go out now and live my life the way that I want to do it. Give me everything, Father. So the father did that. But the son squandered everything. In other words, he lost everything. You know how your parents give you a car and you go wreck it, or you get a great new job and then you mess it up and lose it, or you get a great husband or wife and then you cheat on them, or you do something you shouldn't do that becomes a fatal flaw wherein you can't recover for the marriage. You know what I mean, how you wanted something so badly, but because of your own cloudy vision, you lose out on it, or your pride, your refusal to humble yourself, you lose out on it. So here he had squandered everything. And when we get to verse 17, where we started today, now he's coming to himself. He's realizing how badly he messed up. In other words, here I have a rich father. Here I have and had everything that I could ever imagine, but I'm right here today out here with the pigs waiting for the owner to come and throw scraps out so that I can eat what the pigs eat. I'm out in the mud, squandering just to try to live when I had everything I needed. So then he came to himself. He began to realize how much he had messed up, and then he humbled himself. He repented, and he went home. And the great thing was that the father always recognizes his children. So when the father saw him coming, he didn't come say, I told you so. He didn't say, go away from me because you messed up. You don't have another opportunity. No, he said, here comes my son. Here comes my daughter. And he had compassion on him. And he said, look, bring the best robe that I have. Kill my best calf. Let's have a party because my child is home. He once was dead, but now he is alive. He's been found again. Stop blocking your own blessings because sometimes you get in your own way. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis, chapter 3, the Lord spake to Adam that because you listened to the woman I gave you, to Eve instead of me, now you guys will till the ground. Now you will have pain during labor and childbirth. Now you will die and you'll return ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That's not the plan I had for you when I made you. You see, I gave you free will. And in giving you free will, you decided to follow the instructions of the wife, who followed the instructions of the serpent, instead of what I directly had told you. Stop blocking your own blessings. In the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 17, the Lord sent a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and he was in the belly of that fish 3 days and three nights, because instead of going to Nineveh to preach the repenting word as God told him, Jonah decided he would run from God. Isn't that hilarious? Because the truth is that we can never run from the presence of God. Sometimes you delay your own blessings. You see, Jonah ended up having to go to Nineveh anyway. So instead of just going the direct route, oh, isn't this good? He ended up taking a circumventual route. You know, in other words, he went way out of his way, many detours, many exits that he never had to take. He never had to get off the path, but because he didn't want to do it God's way, he delayed his blessings. In the book of Numbers, chapter 20, the Bible gives us the record of how God had to tell Moses that although you have led my people through the wilderness and been out here with them all of these decades, you will not be able to lead them over into the promised land, because I told you to speak to the rock to release the water, but instead in your anger you struck the rock. Sometimes you are your own blessing blocker. Sometimes you are your own worst enemy. We have to, hallelujah, begin to look at ourselves. You see, we have to learn how to get out of our own way. In other words, sometimes you got to have a come to Jesus meeting with yourself and hold yourself accountable for wherever you are in life right now. It's not mama's fault. It's not daddy's fault. It's not your husband's fault. It's not your wife's fault. It's not your kid's fault. It's not your boss's fault. You chose that job. You chose that spouse. You're grown now. Your parents can't make or break you anymore. Woo, listen. I know I'm giving you a hard word, but this is an empowering word today. And I know sometimes, you know, it's easier said than done for us to have to look at ourselves and deal with our own flaws. And I'm not telling you to take responsibility for the actions of others, which you really could not have foreseen nor controlled, because sometimes people are just low down and dirty. But what I'm trying to do is to empower you today to get your vision right so you can move forward despite what happened, despite what he did, despite what she did, despite how they treated you, despite what they said about you, despite how they betrayed you, despite how they left you, despite how they wouldn't support you. And if your conduct had any role in producing those undesirable outcomes, I'm helping you not to repeat the same mistake. Come on and begin to praise God. Today we're getting rid of cloudy vision. I had to do it because holding myself accountable for my failures and flaws also empowered me to understand that I had the ability to change failures into successes and flaws into perfection. Stop blocking your own blessing. Stop blocking your own blessing. Stop being a blessing blocker. Look in the mirror and see yourself. And remove the cloudy vision. Praise the Lord. Our time has almost run. We got to get ready to go into prayer this morning. Just say, today, I'll stop being in my own way. Say it again, hallelujah, as we go into prayer. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We just say hallelujah. This was a mighty powerful word today. Our souls have been liberated. Our lives have been changed, Father. We are going to stop getting in our own way. We're going to stop blocking our own blessings. And we're going to submit our wills to you. We're going to submit our lives to you. We're going to do what you tell us to do, Father. And Father, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In the book of Jeremiah 1:5, you said before we were formed in the womb, you knew us. That meant you had purpose and blessings for us. Already, Jeremiah 29:11, you have plans to prosper us and not to harm us. Lord, we just say thank you. In the book of James 1:24, that we don't want to be the kind of man or woman who looks in the mirror and then walks away and forget what he or she looks like, because we're not willing to deal with our own imperfections. Father, today we want to walk before you upright. We want to live a holy and upright life, because Father, the blessings that you have for us are beyond our imagination. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening for what they've laid before you, that today is a brand new day of blessings, which we will receive in Jesus' name. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and just praise him, praise him, just praise him. Wherever you are, you're releasing your blessings right now. Say, I will not be a blessing blocker. Say it again, I will not be a blessing blocker. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the altar call, and then we're going to end with our task for today. Isn't this a powerful word? If you are not saved, or if you're backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Make sure you're going to church, Bible study, Sunday school. You're getting plugged in. And everyone, make sure you tune in live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday with me by calling 323-870-4180. And follow the podcast. Now, just go ahead and text MM to 33222. Well, our topic for today is stop blocking your blessings. Don't be a blessing blocker. Your task for today is to get out of your own way. You know what's going on with you, and you know where you're wrong. Get out of your own way. See you in the morning.